You're listening to SBS News.
Just before 2:30 in the morning in Washington, United States President Donald Trump claimed victory in the presidential election.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
A move like this is unheard of. Earlier in the day, the president tweeted that Democrats were trying to steal the election, alleging electoral fraud, even though a 2017 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found the likelihood of that happening was vanishingly small. Millions of votes that were taken early or that were posted in are still to be counted and could completely change any result announced early. Some states stopped counting overnight, planning to continue in the morning. President Trump has effectively tried to stop that happening and says he'll go to the Supreme Court to challenge the results.
We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
The president has declared his victory, while the so-called battleground states, which are the most important in terms of determining who has won, have yet to declare a result. Minutes after Donald Trump made the announcement, Joe Biden was declared the winner in Arizona. That puts Mr. Biden in a very strong position if he also manages to win Wisconsin and Michigan. Veteran Republican election lawyer Benjamin Ginsburg told CNN the president's early claim of victory has distressed him.
I think you have to let all the votes be counted and watch it very carefully. And if you have objections to either particular ballots or to the process, then you have remedies after the fact through each state's individual contest laws or recount laws if the margins are close enough. But, I mean, these are legally cast ballots, Jake, or at least will be determined to be legally cast ballots by the appropriate local, county, state officials. For a president to say we're going to disenfranchise those legally cast ballots really is extraordinary.
Mr. Ginsburg says just because the president says he wants the counting of votes to stop, that can't happen. And he doubts any appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court will work.
I don't know how it could be successful and how, to a large extent, they'll be able to justify it in law, to just bypass the state procedures and to disenfranchise people who legally cast their ballots under state law.
Donald Trump did win Florida, a state he needed to win in order to keep his hopes alive for a second term. Republican strategist Brad Blakeman, a former advisor to President George W. Bush, told the BBC he's cautiously optimistic about the outcome of the election, but he told the BBC an early declaration by President Trump is not right.
There has to be a moment of agreement between the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign as to when victory should be declared. We can't look like a banana boat republic. We just have to make sure cooler heads prevail and that there isn't violence in the streets. You know, I'm a short distance from Washington, D.C., and I've never seen what I've been seeing on the streets of Washington, boarding up businesses. Every legitimate vote needs to be counted. We shouldn't disenfranchise anybody.
Meanwhile, Democrat nominee Joe Biden told supporters in Wilmington, Delaware, that while people would have to be patient while all the votes were counted, he was confident about the outcome.
We feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told the ABC that, as the count continues, it's become clear that the Democrats have not done as well as they'd hoped.
This is a decision for the American people. It's America's a big Very, very diverse country. You can't really generalise about it in any meaningful way. But the Democrats' performance has been, already, you have to say, is not as good as they'd expected or the pollsters had predicted.
Malcolm Turnbull says Donald Trump is, in many ways, the perfect politician for the current age.
He is a charismatic figure. He made his name and in much of his fortune, actually not so much in real estate, but as a, reality TV host. I mean, he's an entertainer, he's a performer, he's a really compelling communicator. And that perhaps that makes him the ideal political operator of this era.
Whatever the president says, the outcome of the election is still in the balance as the voting continues and is likely to continue for hours and possibly days to come. And if the outcome is challenged, the wait could stretch to become weeks. Alan Lee, SBS News.